Well, it's been a very busy week and a half around our Litchfield County area, but not only Litchfield County when it comes to COVID-19, the whole state of Connecticut, also Columbia County in New York having a very, very big spike in cases as well in COVID-19. Massachusetts also up. We've basically been having, almost as co-hosts, Maria Horn, who, of course, is our representative in Hartford for our district in Connecticut. And we've been speaking quite frequently with Mark Herko of the Sharon Hospital. And, Mark, once again, it is a Friday morning when we're recording this on the air at the 30th. And the governor really is warning that unless things turn around, we might have to shut some things back down.
Yeah, I mean, we're all concerned. But we've, for probably the last 2.5 months, have been looking at the data and in the background kind of working out as a system, a playbook. We went over what worked, what didn't work, and then literally through Dr. Murphy, we developed, each one of us, an individual game plan for each hospital. Then we integrated all those plans. And then when we had that first flare-up here 2 weeks ago, right away, as soon as I saw the numbers, we heard anything, boom, we could implement it. And it really was like clockwork. And it was, I really give credit to our senior leadership team here and within the system how well everything kind of started working. And then the employees and the community have really, stood together with us arm in arm. And now we just have to... We're waiting for the other shoe to drop, and we've got, I think we've got a long winter ahead of us.
Well, especially when we kick off the winter with Halloween, and then we go to Thanksgiving, and then we go to the main holidays where it'll be colder, it gets darker earlier, more people will be inside longer periods, and it's going to affect all our activities. If we wear masks and we do social distancing wash our hands as much as possible, that's our best benefit. But we did get a question yesterday, and I'll pass this. I'll ask this to you. Are you set up? Is there any plans at all in case this gets bad for the state to put another field hospital out here?
I mean, we have it as a contingency, okay. A really late contingency. Our goal as a system this time around is to really look at, again, sharing resources and moving patients around so we hopefully won't get to that stage. The issue I worry about is if we really start having flare-ups in the nursing homes and the rehabs, because they have no other place to go. And I think that's in New York that happened last year, where if we had COVID-positive patients from a nursing home admitted to the hospital, there really was no place for them to go, and we started really stacking up. So that's an issue that we all have concern. But, if the need be, if it really comes to that, we actually kept the Jersey barriers just in case. We always keep that in our back pocket.
It's interesting you say that, because the big flare-up in Columbia County has been nursing homes. That's where their big flare-up is coming once again. And once again, in the past 3 days, they've had three deaths. I know here in our neck of the woods, Gear Village is responsible for North Canaan being considered a hot spot in Connecticut. That's not the nursing home. This is Gear Village, the residential area. And of course, we've got schools and more. I mean, this is the type of situation that I guess as an administrator of a hospital that is obviously on the edge of being overrun if things go the wrong way. You really do want people just I know we're all COVID-19 tired, Dr. Herko, but people have to realize they really do have to follow these rules if we want to get through this into the springtime without too much distress.
Sure, most definitely. And, I'm a believer and I follow history. And if you look at all the other pandemics that have occurred, it's that second large wave which has been the one that's been really bad. And that's the one that we're kind of entering right now. So we are really being careful. And we've been doing re-education with the employees. We've, pretty much stepped things up because everybody's fatigued. But the issue is, if you let your guard down just a little bit, and you saw that happen here, and boom, we had four employees that were positive. Luckily, we haven't had any more flare-ups, and those people hopefully will be back to work in the, you know, within the week. But I mean, that's all it takes, and we have to really be on guard. And I even talked to my kids; they live in Manhattan, and I said, "Stay in your apartments." So yeah, it's concerning.
Yeah, unless that's the whole thing. I just admire the frontline workers, and that's the people who work at the hospital, the nurses, the other assistants that work at Gear Village and at the Gear Nursing Rehab and Noble Horizons. I mean, every day we're all tired. Most people are tired in the public because we can't do what we used to do. But we have all these people from ambulance people who are volunteers, to people who work in hospitals, the nursing homes, the senior living centers. You live with this every day. It's not a thing about being inconvenienced. It's a thing of you just can't let down your guard because you can't afford to become infected.
That's right. And on top of that, then, you know, we're always having to make sure we have the right PPE. You know, we definitely are here to take care for the patients, but we have to protect our employees. So all the issues that were brought up in March and April, you know, they're all rearing their ugly heads again. So we are really trying to stay ahead of this and be prepared, and at the same time, really build in a little cushion so we don't have any burnout, because it's hard to be on edge, and you know, you can sharpen that knife too sharp, and that's when you know things start happening and people start wearing out. We don't want that happening this time.
Do you have many COVID-19 patients at the hospital right now, or is it there kind of a lull after that last week or so?
Knocking on my head right now, which is wood-like, and we right now we have zero.
Well, that's
so we are encouraged.
Well, like I said, I think the cooperation between the hospital, the schools, private industry, and the senior residence homes is absolutely amazing in the communication. And I think as long as those lines of communication are kept up, hopefully we can just keep this thing knocked down to a rate that we don't have to once again roll back in the shutdown that we had earlier on. Just those three simple steps: social distance, wash your hands, and of course wear those masks. I guess that can't be emphasized. All right, Mark, I want you to have a good weekend, and we'll keep in touch with you, and we really appreciate the transparency and the openness in which the hospital and all the other healthcare practitioners in our area are keeping us informed. And like I said, have a good weekend. Give our best to the staff, and a big thank you to the staff as well.
Sure. Hey, I have one shout out to the staff. We want to thank local Foodtown. They actually gave us gift card donations, and they're actually catering a virtual lunch for us today. And so we really want to thank the people in the community who donated to Foodtown on our behalf, and we really appreciate that present. So thank you much to everyone.
All right, Mark. Take care, and we'll obviously speak to you in the next week or so.
Thank you. Take care.
Mark Herko from the Sharon Hospital, and once again, our COVID-19 update.